Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, October 5th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. U.S. committee backs phased deployment of COVID-19 vaccines. New York City locking certain areas back down to avert second wave of COVID-19. And China pursuing high-risk strategy to rush COVID-19 vaccines to market. Leading today's news. A special committee, formed at the behest of the CDC and NIH, recommends a four-phase deployment of COVID-19 vaccines after emergency use authorization, likely to happen later this quarter, that prioritizes vulnerable populations. First up would be frontline healthcare workers and first responders. The federal officials, who expect to ship initial doses within 24 hours of EUA, are already on board with another of the committee's suggestions: no out-of-pocket costs for vaccination. In other news, New York City will close schools and non-essential businesses on Wednesday within 9 zip codes. Indoor and outdoor dining will also be closed in these areas. Houses of worship will remain open, with restrictions. Neighborhoods to be closed have had a positivity rate of more than 3% for at least 7 straight days. "We can stop this from being a second wave in New York City," Mayor de Blasio said at a press conference. "In these communities, it is a very troublesome reality that has to be addressed aggressively. Closures may last from 2 to 4 weeks, he said. Chinese authorities are set to expand a program to administer experimental COVID-19 vaccines to large swaths of the population before late-stage studies are completed, aimed at rapidly advancing the products into the marketplace and dominating global supply. Last month, a representative of state-owned China National Biotech Group, or Sinopharm, revealed that hundreds of thousands of Chinese had already taken the company's 2 lead vaccine candidates under the government's limited-use program. Medical experts are concerned with the ethics and safety of a program of this scale, especially considering Chinese authorities' claims that it had almost completely stopped the spread of COVID-19 within its borders. Details of the program remain unclear. A leaked document seen by The Guardian points toward a harsher 3-tier COVID-19 lockdown plan in England, which has seen rising numbers of cases of the disease. The draft plan isn't final and needs approval from ministers, including Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but its most serious level, Alert Level 3, has the harshest measures so far, including shutting down all pubs and leisure businesses, restricting social contact outside of homes, as well as overnight stays away from home, and banning organized non-professional sports. Oracle and larger-than-life chief Larry Ellison are back in the buzz mix around the virtual water cooler after bagging an expected 12.5% stake in video-sharing app TikTok. The deal lands a flashy new customer for its lagging cloud computing business, and a victory over longtime rival Microsoft. It has not disclosed the specific value of the investment, but it could be worth north of $7 billion. The company and Walmart collectively will own 20% of the new U.S.-based TikTok. In a 14-page document, Facebook lawyers say separating Instagram and WhatsApp from the company is a complete non-starter. The company released the document ahead of a report from the House Antitrust Subcommittee expected this month. It claims that it would be almost impossible for Facebook to unwind the acquisitions, Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014, and would force it to spend billions of dollars maintaining separate systems, weakening security and harming user experiences. The government's case, if pursued, would probably focus on arguments that the company's acquisitions were aimed at reducing competition, a question that the Federal Trade Commission did not consider, according to Columbia University law professor Tim Wu. He adds that Facebook's claim that a potential breakup would be too hard would be unlikely to carry much legal weight. The FTC is reportedly planning to file a complaint against the company by year-end, part of a broader wave of investigations into fellow tech behemoths Apple, Amazon, and Google. With shares exchanging hands 27% lower so far this year, AT&T chief John Stankey is trying to convince investors to stay the course after its $85 billion takeout of Time Warner that catapulted it to the second largest movie studio in the U.S. behind Disney and a top pay TV provider. He is confident that the investment will pay off, it will just take a while. The company says it still has the resources to support its rich dividend, 7%, of almost $15 billion a year, and has paid down about $30 billion in debt. It is reviewing its business units for potential divestment, including DirecTV, which could fetch close to $20 billion, less than half of what it paid in 2015. Facing pushback from Indian developers, Google says it's delaying taking its commission from in-app payments in India through the end of March 2022. The payments policy it wants to enforce is part of its global policy, it says, and it applies only to developers who charge users to download an app, and or to developers who sell in-app digital items, which makes up less than 3% of developers with apps in the store. Regal Cinemas, the second largest cinema chain in America, is poised to shutter all its 500-plus U.S. locations after reopening less than 2 months ago due to pandemic pressures that have forced a cascade of postponements of big-budget films, most recently the new James Bond flick starring Daniel Craig. Ex-U.S. theaters have fared better. Tenet, for example, grossed $244 million internationally, according to Box Office Mojo. Parent Cineworld reported a 70% plunge in H1 revenue to $712.4 million. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the ISM Non-Manufacturing Index is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.